Zondervan presents Sons and Daughters, Spiritual Orphans Finding Our Way Home by Brady Boyd. Read by Adam Verner. Foreword. One of my favorite quotes from the old Scottish pastor George MacDonald is this: "Because we are the sons of God, we must become the sons of God." I love this quote because it is both an affirmation and an invitation. The affirmation is simple and profound. We are the sons and daughters of God, those of us who have placed our faith in Jesus Christ and welcomed Him into our hearts are now, and forever will be, children of our Father God. Oh, may our souls rest in this unchangeable fact. We belong to God. We are family now, and nothing ever can take this away. That is the affirmation, and I feel as if I ought to repeat it to myself every day, write it on my bathroom mirror, my computer screen, my hand. I am a son of God. I am a son of God. I am a son of God. Now, the invitation is just as profound, but not nearly so simple. To become a son or daughter, this involves a process that changes the way we see ourselves, the way we see others, the way we relate to God and to our world. We need the invitation because, truth be told, most of us don't live like that. Even though we are sons and daughters, we still perceive ourselves and our lives through a very different set of lenses. Why, for so many years, would I wake up in the morning with the urgent feeling that I've got to get going, I've got to get on top of things? I would hit the floor running, and I'd run all day long. Even if externally things didn't appear that way, inside, they definitely were. Gotta answer those emails. Gotta get that project done. Time with God felt like a luxury. Checking in with friends, a colossal inconvenience. Pushing a bit deeper into the truth of it, my basic reaction to disappointment was this: I knew it. A flat tire, a bounced check, a vacation we couldn't take after all. I met every disappointment with a posture in my soul that essentially said, I knew it. If I don't make it happen, it isn't going to happen. I can't say that I was expecting blessing. I expected hassles, frustration, distress. On a relational level, which is the truest barometer of how we are living, by the way, why is it that for too many years it was just too hard for me to make friendships work? I had dozens of acquaintances and colleagues, but very few genuine friends. Part of the reason was the drivenness I described above. I've got to get on top of things. You can't have friends if you're running all the time. But another part of the reason had to do with an emotional detachment I adopted a long time ago, a basic life commitment of, I don't need you. It was a self-protective strategy born out of disappointment and heartache, one which you may have adopted yourself, even if you've never admitted it. Even years and years into my Christian life, the ways I interpreted an event, a comment, an email, or a setback, did not jibe with the settled confidence of a well-loved son, but rather reflected the emotional posture of an orphan. Though I am a son of a loving father, I wasn't really living like one. Not emotionally, not in the way I did life, not in the way I reacted to things. That's why I said yes when my friend Brady asked me to write this foreword. People need this book. I need this book. In fact, moments after I received the request, I thought, I need to read this book, not contribute to it. I'm still an infant in these matters. The longest strides I've taken toward sonship have been only in the last 6 months. But I now see Jesus was in Brady's invitation, just as He is in your choice to pick up this book. He is inviting us to go deeper into becoming a son or daughter, and the invitation is worth saying yes to. Of that much, I am sure. My father passed away last summer. Though it was a sad moment, it was frankly a little anticlimactic. You see, in one sense, my father has been dying for the better part of 40 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?